Now, the perks afforded to politicians are perceived as a problem in most countries, and there's often a thin line between perks and abuse of power. In the Czech Republic, a country where for 40 years the communist elite did exactly as they wished without being held accountable for their actions, people are extremely sensitive to any form of abuse of office or position, and politicians are closely watched whether they happen to be skiing in the Alps or attending a football match. Daniela Lazarová has more.
When Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek ended a working visit to Sofia last week and boarded a Czech government plane for Innsbruck, where he was later seen enjoying himself on the ski slopes, little did he know that this was a flight he would have to explain during a stormy question and answer session in Parliament. The media and the opposition challenged him about wasting taxpayers' money to finance his little skiing holiday in the Alps. And the Prime Minister's proffered explanation, a meeting with the Czech ambassador to Austria, Jan Koukal, failed to ring true. As the media pointed out, Mr. Koukal went out of his way to satisfy the Prime Minister's whim. It is just 270 kilometres from Vienna to Prague, but 480 from Vienna to Innsbruck. No sooner had this scandal died down, Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Vondra embarked upon his own little outing over the weekend. Incidentally, also returning from Sofia, he asked the government special to land in Bucharest, ostensibly for two important meetings, which just happened to coincide with a Champions League match in which the Czech team Slavia took part. The Deputy Prime Minister's official website contained no information about the planned meetings in Bucharest, and soldiers from the Prague Belly Air Base that is in charge of government flights said they'd only learnt about the flight to Bucharest in Sofia. They asked Lidové Noviny, which reported on the story, not to reveal their names. A field day for the opposition, one might think. However, the opposition is not in a position to throw stones. Opposition leader Jiří Paroubek's driver is said to have broken traffic rules all the way from Prague to Mariánské Lázně recently, as he drove his boss to his wedding. The transgressions are well documented by the press, but Mr. Paroubek claims he was fast asleep at the time. For the Czech public, all this is a sign that the term arrogance of power, an expression widely used in connection with a communist elite, still applies. The majority of Czechs feel that politicians make enough money not only to pay for their holiday travel, but to forego perks such as free city transport. People are grumbling, but a group of practical jokers has taken a different tack. It has tried to embarrass MPs by organising a collection in aid of those who are too poor to pay their way.
Daniela Lazarová with that report on politicians abusing the perks of office.